بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد. My brothers and sisters, my brother sent me a very beautiful dua this morning and I will put that along with this reminder, you can read it. But the first line of that dua is very, very critical and important, and it is the crux of the matter. It is the essence of our issues and problems in life. And that first line is, "My Rabb, help me surrender all that I am, so that I can receive all that you seek to give me." He says, "O my Rabb, help me to surrender all that I am so that I can receive all that you seek to give me." Now, my submission to you is that this is the root of the issue. To give you an example, if you are traveling to some place and say you are going first class, so you are sitting in Emirates first class, so it's beautiful seat, big TV, flat bed, right? The guy comes and serves you and then he tells you, "Would you like to have a shower?" He gives you a whole shower kit. By the time you have the shower and come back, he has a musalla there, he's put the musalla there, direction of the Qibla, and so on and so forth. So it's a fantastic service, whatnot. Now, supposing you are traveling like this, and then supposing you suddenly find that you are saying to yourself or you're saying to somebody next to you, and you're crying. He said, "Why are you crying?" He said, "Oh, I have to give up this seat. I will have to give up this seat. I will lose my seat." What will the person tell you? The person will say, "You are crazy. This is not your seat. How can you say, I will lose my seat? This is not your seat. You were just given a ticket to sit in this seat from point A to point B for a period of whatever number of hours. That's it. This was never your seat. Your seat is in your house. Where you land and then you go home, that is your seat. So if you are really interested in your own welfare, think about that seat. No, this is not yours." And this is the crux of the matter. The problem with shaitan, or actually problem with us, this is shaitan's game. The problem with us is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us two kinds of things in this life, right? Listen carefully. Allah has given us two kinds of things in this life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us some things over which we have no control. We get them, we receive them, we enjoy them. But we have no control over them. We can't increase them. We can't decrease them. We cannot stop them. If they are not coming, we cannot bring them. There's no control over them. So when you get it, alhamdulillah. If you don't get it, you can cry, but it'll come when it comes. You can't do anything about it. Right? It's a fixed thing. Then there are other things in this life which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us complete control. Totally. Blank page. Here is a pen. Write what you want. Now, what shaitan does a very smart thing, very simple thing, but very powerful thing. Shaitan switches in our mind this. The switch switches it. What is not in our control, shaitan convinces us that this is in your control. You must work for this. You must try to increase it. If you are not getting it, you must try to get it. If you are getting something you don't like, you must try to stop it, and so on, so on. But what is in your control, shaitan says, forget it, it's okay. Distracts. So now while you are trying your best to get or to work towards something which is not in your control, and the simplest example is our sustenance, our rizq. Shaitan tells you, in this world, you will get only as much as you work for. You work hard, you build a bigger business, you will become wealthier and you expand your business, you become more wealthy, you do this, you do that. In the corporate world, you climb the corporate ladder, you kill someone, no problem, as long as you're getting promoted, right? Steal your subordinates' credit, no problem, as long as you're getting promoted. All this you do. to build the business, I don't have money. No problem. There are banks. Go to the bank. 10%, the bank will give you 90%. But that is haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited interest. No, but don't worry. Allah ghafur rahim. Nobody. Don't worry. No, no, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared war. No, no, no. That's okay. This is America. Right? But what did Allah say about the rizq? There are many ayat, but I'll tell you only one. قُلْ إِنَّ رَبِّي يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ وَلَكِنْ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to these people, it is my Rabb who expands provision or restricts it. But most people do not know. It's not you. Allah will give you as much as has been written for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَوْ بَسَطَ اللَّهُ رِزْقَ لِعِبَادِهِ لَبَغَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ يُنَزِّلُ بِقَدَرٍ مَّا يَشَاءُ. Allah said, if Allah increases the provision for His slaves, they will rebel in the land, they will create corruption, they will create all kinds of fitna. لَبَغَوْ, the lamb of emphasis, they will become baghi. So what does Allah do? وَلَكِنْ يُنَزِّلُ بِقَدْرِ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah sends down in measured provisions, in measured quantities. So who do you want to believe? Shaitan says, do whatever you want, you will become wealthy. Allah says, no, I will decide. Things which are not in our control. Right? Allah has given us genes. If it is written in your genes that you will get arthritis, you will get arthritis. No matter what you do. If it is written in your genes that you will have heart disease, you will have heart disease. Do what you want. If it is written in your genes that you will have diabetes, you will have diabetes. You do what you want. What Allah has fixed? But as far as the Akhirah is concerned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do what you want. Write whatever you like. How many palaces do you want in Jannah? Write. What must I do? Hold your anger. If somebody is being obnoxious, don't reply. Keep quiet. Allah will build a palace for you in Jannah. So simple, no? So simple. No need to get 3 quarts and this and that and what, no. Facilities, no, nothing. No need. Free will there. Hold your anger in control, you get a palace in Jannah. How many gardens do you want? Subhanallah, 1 tree. Alhamdulillah, 1 tree. Allahu Akbar, 1 tree. La ilaha illallah, 1 tree. They asked him, Mr. Salam, what is this tree? How big is the tree? Rasulullah Salam said, the tree is so big that in the shade, if a man is galloping from one end, he's talking about the diameter, he's of one end of the shade, if he is on a fast horse and he is galloping, he will gallop for 500 years. He still will not clear the shade of that one tree. Yeah, Ajib? In our control. In our control. Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu passed away roughly 1400 years ago to today. Right? 1400 years. Now think about that. How old are you?
46.
Invert that, add another 5 is my age. Right? Nights the Kalka. ...1400 years in the barzakh. And then we don't know how much more is left. Right? Another 1,000 years, another 10,000 years. Allah knows. And then after that, he will be resurrected and he will be in the hashar for how much? 50,000 years. One day. And the life of this world is how much? 70 years, 80 years, 90 years, 100 years, aur kya jayega? If you are like, ah, well, I don't know if it's lucky or not. 100 years is not lucky as far as I'm concerned. It's very unlucky. Already today, at my age, I have lost so many good friends. When I think about them, I'm very sad. So if I live for 100, how many more I will lose? Who wants to live? I don't want to live 100. No way. Allah has the qadar, but I'm saying. So how much of time and energy and effort and investment we want to put into this life, which is this much. And that also we are talking today. Really our life is what is left from now. This 46 is over. My right? My 69 is over. 68 is over. What is ahead? How much is ahead? I don't know. Will I wake up in the morning tomorrow? I don't know.
Yes, true.
Only that much, right? Only that much is left. For this much. But in the Akhirah, it hasn't even started. So that is from day one. Now, this hasn't even started. This will start the day you go into the qabr. Then the day one starts. So what do we want to give up? For what? Something which will last. There's no count for this. If we live like Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, alhamdulillah. Because his sadaqah jariyah, his life and so on, is only now, aish, you know, he's getting reward and more reward and more reward. He's okay, fine, alhamdulillah, 1400, another 50,000, no problem. But can I say that about myself? That is the issue. So what are we giving up for what? And that's what I want to leave you with, inshallah. We'll talk more in the coming days, but think about this. This is the game that shaitan plays, so don't let shaitan fool you. Focus on what you have control over, not on what you do not have control over. Like I said in the khutbah today in Jummah, we like to sit and make big tafsirah about, you know, the world affairs. Oh, see what is happening in Palestine. See what so-and-so is doing. See what this king is doing. See and do what? Instead of that, you say, see what I am doing. Did I cry for Palestine in Tahajjud tonight? That is worthwhile, right? How much money did I donate for this cause? There are people who are protesting. Students who are sitting, who have put literally their lives and their careers on the online. Did I take the trouble to go and stand 10 minutes with them? Now, I don't do any of this stuff. But I want to sit and talk for 2 hours about, you know, what Fulan bin Fulan should do. La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Focus on things that we have control over. What we don't have control over, please don't waste your time. Don't waste other people's time by talking about it, by forwarding this, forwarding that. Spend that time in dhikr. Spend that time in dua. That is hugely beneficial. Not this chaka 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 chaka, no. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to enable us to focus on the right priorities and to benefit us from those priorities. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the doors of khair and barakah on us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us sabr and istiqamat. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help our brothers and sisters in Palestine and everywhere else in the world where they are being oppressed. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove the oppressors. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.